Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
The rest of December and the first week of January could be great for sky watching. What could be the best meteor shower of the year is peaking next weekend, plus a couple other meteor showers and a supermoon are coming soon. The Geminids meteor shower is considered to be one of the best, or perhaps the best, meteor shower of the year. It runs annually from about December 1st through the 21st, with the peak viewing period occurring next Saturday night and into Sunday morning, December 13th and 14th. Some estimates predict that around 40 to 50 meteors per hour may be observed, with a chance to perhaps view up to 100 meteors per hour. Meteors may be observed anywhere in the sky, but meteor showers are named after the constellation in which they appear to originate. So the Geminids will appear to be shooting out from the constellation Gemini. And of course, they will pass quickly, as they'll be streaking across the sky at an estimated 33 kilometers per second, or about 75,000 miles per hour. Then from December 17th to the 25th, the Ursids meteor shower will be putting on a show. This is, however, a minor meteor shower. The peak viewing period will be the night of the 21st, with perhaps 5 to 10 meteors per hour. Plus, this overlaps with the Geminids. There's a new moon on the 20th, so if the sky is clear, viewing should be very good. Then on January 1st through the 5th, the Quadrantids meteor shower will put on its annual show. The peak viewing period for the Quadrantids will come on the night of January 3rd, with perhaps 40 meteors per hour. However, a full moon on January 3rd will interfere with viewing. That full moon is also a supermoon. You may recall a supermoon is a relatively recent descriptor for full moons that occur when the moon is close to the Earth in its orbit, so appears to be larger. So make a concerted effort to keep an eye on the sky over the next few weeks. The opportunity to see some meteors is about as good as it gets, with the exception of warmer outdoor temperatures. And although you can't catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, you might want to hum, sing, or listen to that song that resulted in Perry Como being awarded a Grammy for Best Vocal Performance by a Male back in 1959. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.